affordable housing. You ask anyone, especially people of the millennial and the Gen Z generations, what is their number one concern? And affordable housing comes at or near the top of every single list. Okay, what do we do about it? Cook County's trying to do something about that. And joining us right now is Susan Campbell, director for the Cook County Department of Planning and Development. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm great. I imagine that you would echo the same thing I said, that this is a number one issue for so many people in our city.
Oh, it is the number one issue that we hear in surveys, community meetings, regular public meetings, that everyone has the need for housing and everyone wants to have choices with housing, particularly housing that's affordable.
Right. Right. That would be a plus. This week we saw Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle opening the first two of 120 planned modular built houses. So I got some questions. What is a modular built house?
Thanks. That's a great question. Sometimes people call it manufactured housing, but essentially it's a home which is developed and built in a factory or offsite at a warehouse, and then it's brought to the site, which will be its final resting place, on cranes and trucks and assembled on the site.
Is it cheaper to do it that way?
Yes, it should be cheaper to do it that way, but it also allows for better control of quality and consistency in terms of the materials that are used and how they're put together.
How long does it take to get a modular home from when you want it built to when it's done? Because, I mean, a regular build could be 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm. So this is assuming that you already have the land, right? Because sometimes that factors into the equation and it can be lengthy to get the land. But assuming that you have the land and the zoning and everything is in place, the home actually, I think, only takes 6 to 8 weeks in the factory. And then another, we saw it brought to the site in April, and it was pretty much ready and furnished this month.
Wow.
So that was about 3 months.
Okay, so that's
3 months, and then another 6 to 8 weeks for manufacturing.
So that's like half the time, and that's also probably limits delays, as you are not doing as much of the construction, you know, where the winter comes or the rain comes, and can push it back.
Year-round,
yeah,
right.
Right. Okay, so you get these buildings in, and you listen for sale. Now, are these homes that will go on the general marketplace available for everyone, or are there some restrictions on who could buy one of these homes?
Well, this is a pilot program that the county is rolling out, and we're rolling it out as a form of our affordable housing portfolio. We have many types of affordable housing that we invest in and build in the county, and this is one that we can offer up for homeowners. So people who make up to 120% of the county's area median income, which translated non-jargon means about $143,000 per household of four people, would be eligible for some of the subsidies that can come with this home. The home is priced at about $395,000 without subsidy, but we're really targeting communities and households that fall within that 120% of the median margin, because we recognize that the choices for them to own a home and one that's affordable and new are not as great as for people who make more than that.
Absolutely. Okay, so wait, how much does it cost Cook County to build one of these homes?
Well, that I can't tell you now.
Why not?
Well, I'm not the builder, number one.
Okay.
And the program that we actually have designed is really geared not just for providing the product, but more importantly on the home buyer, because we're doing this as an economic development initiative. We recognize that home ownership is a form of creating wealth that can be passed down from generation to generation. And so we designed a program that could be available for a percentage of the population that hasn't had a lot of choices. We're working with our partner, the Land Bank, on identifying communities where some of the housing is too expensive And so we're putting this housing in as a variety of housing that people can choose from, but really for affordable housing.
Oh, yeah. And I understand that you got to make an investment in order to change neighborhoods and change a situation. I'm not against spending the money. I just, in the Cranes article, the lead paragraph said it was the county board is going to approve spending $12 million or $100,000 per unit. I just didn't know if that meant that each of these homes cost the county $1,000 or $100,000, or if that's just what you guys were investing into the building of the home. Do you see what I'm asking?
I see what you're asking, but what I guess I'm trying to express is that the county's investment in this initiative goes way beyond just the product. We're also providing a subsidy to the homeowners who qualify so that they can either get down payment assistance, subsidy, they can get assistance from the land bank, which is providing the land for this effort as well. And then there's another subsidy that we have that we can throw in order to make it affordable for those that are at 120% AMI.
That makes sense. So the $100,000 per unit is in those subsidies and in those all the other stuff that goes along with it. But there's a private developer building the homes, constructing them, and selling them. The county is not acting as the holder of the mortgage or the builder here.
The manufacturer of the homes in Humboldt Park is also the developer, and he's also operating a job training program so that people who work on these homes in the factory are actually learning trade skills that they can take and apply in any type of construction. He's also doing homeowner counseling, for example. Many people go into homeownership and aren't always fully prepared at the beginning. They kind of learn the hard way through trial and error. You know, oh, I should have saved some money for that driveway repair, or I should have saved some money for an appliance that needs repair or replacement. So things like that in terms of being a very good steward of the investment that they're making as well, we'll be, we're offering training for that as well.
Someone asked on the text line, I think it's a good question. First of all, do these homes have a basement? I don't think they do. But also, what's the difference between these homes and a mobile home? I mean, they're on a foundation, right? These houses, once they're there, they're not getting moved anywhere.
No, they're not moving anywhere. They're brought to the site. The site is prepared to receive them. There is a slight, there's a crawl space under the home. I won't say it's a basement, but it is a space to allow for utilities and connections to the city systems. And then there is a first story and a second story onto the home. And in the back, there's quite a large backyard, as well as an additional concrete pad that a homeowner could choose to put a garage on, or maybe they just want to park their car there.
Mm-hmm. I think this is really fascinating. 120 houses eventually built part of this program. And we'll see how it goes and maybe expand from there, Susan?
Yeah, we welcome you to come back and see the next few roll out onto site.
I love that.
Seven are coming out with this rollout, and then another seven will come out after that.
I understand your office isn't too far away from ours, so I'll have to have you in studio to chat about this, Susan, a little bit more. We're getting some great questions about it, and you know, maybe we can dive a little bit more into the X's and O's next time, okay?
Oh, that would be great. Thanks so much for calling us, and I look forward to talking to you as this program progresses.
Right back at you, Susan Campbell, Director for the Cook County Department of Planning and Development. Interesting.